If you seriously need to save on groceries, and more for less is what you crave, Food City understands the struggle is real. That's why their high-quality store brands are such a great deal. Nobody does quality and savings like Food City.
Time for Upset of the Week with Tyler Wyatt. Tyler Wyatt joins us right now on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. Tyler, college hoops and NFL playoffs. What a time of the year for those of us. How are you?
What more could a boy ask for, Brian? What more could a boy ask for?
So I think the guys are going with NFL picks. So I'm gonna give you college basketball first. I really wanted to take a big swing and say the Jags were gonna keep it going in Kansas City, but I can't. I can't reasonably assert that. So my upset pick is very simple. I think TCU is going to get Kansas on Saturday.
It's two teams coming off of bad losses. Kansas was very small favorite on the road against the Kansas State team. Keontae Johnson, you know, a story with Hamlin in the NFL and heart issues. You know, if you had told me 3 years ago that Keontae Johnson would be averaging 20 and almost 10 and still playing college basketball, I would have found that tough to believe. But that kid is tough. Kansas State playing really good basketball. TCU, tough loss. Kansas, tough loss. Kansas gets the benefit of being at home. I made this number 8.5. Kansas, that's a big number. And if it comes out anywhere close to where our model has it, it'll be really tough not to back TCU on their road. Kansas, is their last couple of games, they've gotten off to sluggish starts. They've had to rally. They've had to come back. It's a Kansas team loaded with talent. Tennessee fans pretty familiar with the team. But, you know, overtime loss to Kansas State, 2-point win at home against Iowa State, a 4-point win against Oklahoma, and then a 3-point win against Texas Tech, and that's just in January. So it's a Kansas team that is no stranger to playing close games. It's a TCU team that's really talented but has struggled here of late. I side with you, especially if the number opens where our model has it. If it's north of 5.5 or 6, we'll be backing TCU, well-coached team. Ugly loss last night, got out to a real bad start. West Virginia jumped out, and then they made a game of it. They cut it to 4 at 64-60 with a couple minutes left, and West Virginia ended on like a 13-2, 13-3 run. I side with you, though, TCU in the points for sure. And if Kansas plays like they have pretty much the entire month of January, TCU absolutely can win this game outright. They are certainly a live dog. I like the pick.
Eric Ainge.
Talking with Tyler Wyatt at BetSmartUS on Twitter. All right, my Giants are playing the Eagles again. 14-3 Eagles, 9-7-1 Giants. Giants, 7.5-point underdogs in this game. I don't know that I love them to win the game outright, but I like them to cover that. I think they'll make it a really good game. What do you think?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you were only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Circa opened at 7-47, and we hadn't really seen a ton of movement. It moved to 0.5 though, and off a really big and key number in 7.5. Close. You expect playoff games. You always look back. Historically, it seems like the NFC just plays really hard nosed, tough. You know, 20 games in the 20s. If that's the case, I think 7.5 is definitely too many points here. Number right now across the board at 7.5, total at 48. Philly 7-2 straight up as a home favorite. They're winning by 8.1 points per game. They've been an average home favorite of 7.8, so it fits that mold here. They are 1-1 on the season when they have a rest advantage. They do have that over the Giants here. But they're 8-8 against the spread when favored on the season. It's a Giants team that is the best team in all of the NFL against the number. 14-4 against the spread, 77.8%. They're 11-2 against the spread this season, which is absurd as an underdog. 84.6% they cover the number. Wow. They're 4-4 straight up on the road, so they've got four victories when playing away from home. They are 2-1 when they have a rest disadvantage. So they've been in this particular position three times on the season where the other teams had a couple of extra days. You mentioned Daboll. That guy is one of, I think, the two or three sharpest minds in the NFL. He's got a long and lengthy, successful career ahead of him. What he's done this season, you know, a lot of last season was due to injury. Saquon was out. You had Daniel Jones. They had a lot of number of key issues on the line. It was just a team that was battling injuries. They got healthy, and now they're a really tough and solid football team. 7.5, too many points. I love the play there, plus the 7.5. Is Jalen Hurts healthy? That's the question that you have to ask if you're wanting to back Philly. I like your play, though. I think Giants plus the 7.5 is the way to go. And if you're talking about a game that's going to be, you know, a touchdown or one possession game, I think the Giants would be live into the fourth quarter. Wouldn't surprise me if they make a game of this. Their offense looked really good last week, and I don't expect that to change this week.
Tyler, I'll go to the AFC game on Sunday between the Bengals and the Bills up in Orchard Park. The Bengals, it's about 5.5 across the board. There's some fives there. It opened up at Buffalo minus 3.5, but I'm going to back the Bengals on this one. I think, obviously, I mean, the Cincinnati offensive line's terrible. They have us four and Josh Ward basically out there blocking for Joe Burrow. The thing with that, though, is when Joe Burrow was able to escape out of the pocket and look downfield to make plays, he does do that. 5.5 points seems maybe 2.5 points too big. I could easily see this game coming down to a game-winning field goal.
No, don't put me in that group. I'm not blocking anybody. South Point right now has 6-48. They're the first to get to 6. You mentioned 5.5 pretty much across the board. They just moved to 6, so important to always shop for the best available number. You mentioned that it opened at 3.5 and 4, and that number quickly shot up to 5, 5.5. We've seen it bounce around most of the week between 4.5 and 5.5. This is one, if you like Cincy, shop for the best number plus. If you're wanting to back Buffalo at home, obviously 5 or 5.5, a better number. Buffalo 3-5 against the spread at home when they're favored, 37.5%. Now they've been big favorites at home. They've been near double digit favorites in every game. It's a Cincinnati team that was 7-2 against the spread on the road, 77.8%. They've only played one game as a road underdog, but they covered the number, very small number at 1.5, a 17-19 loss to a healthy Lamar Jackson and Baltimore Ravens squad. But since 2001, Joe Burrow 13-6 straight up on the road, best in the National Football League, 15-4 against the number. I like 6. 6 at South Point, I think, is a steal. I think this game is going to be exciting. Weather is going to be typical Buffalo weather. It's going to be in the 30s, probably a chance for snow. That's nothing that Cincinnati is not used to. The weather won't be an issue in this game. A lot of emotion with Buffalo. You had Hamlin around the team facilities there this week. I think that could be a really good thing, or I don't want to say a bad thing. It could be an emotional thing with this team. I do think they'll be prepared. Josh Allen has to stop throwing interceptions. This is something that we've seen a lot of it this season, but throughout his career, he's done a pretty good job of not turning the ball over in big spots. That was a game against the Dolphins that felt like it was, you know, a 14-point type of game, and then Buffalo just allowed Miami to keep coming back into it. If they turn the ball over to Cincinnati and give Joe Burrow an extra possession or two, he will make them pay, absolutely. I like Buffalo to get a win here, but I think 6 is too many points. I think Buffalo is on the right side of a late field goal to win it, and they go to a Kansas City team. I'm going to go ahead and predict that one in Atlanta, where we should get fireworks next week.
What else are you watching this weekend with the NFL playoffs, college hoops? Is there anything else that sticks out to you that people should be on the lookout for?
Really, really good college basketball slate. Obviously, will be somewhat overshadowed by the NFL there at the 4 o'clock, but a number of big matchups. You mentioned TCU, Kansas, the two top 15 teams. UCLA and Arizona should be a fireworks type of game. Arizona coming off a bad loss at Oregon. They get to come home. It could be a tough trip for UCLA. SEC basketball, obviously, Tennessee and LSU. It'll be interesting to see. LSU's really in a free fall right now. Tennessee playing really good basketball. If Escovy is back, if Key is back, and that number, I have that number right now, Tennessee 5.5 on the road. I think that they can go, and this is a double-digit win for Tennessee on the road. Alabama and Missouri is a game that I've got circled at 6 o'clock. It'll tip right at halftime, probably the first NFL game. Alabama, they fumbled around and let Vanderbilt come in late in that game. They cut it to a six-point game under a minute. Missouri, really tough place to play. You guys touched on Arkansas and Missouri, I'm sure. It'll be a test for Alabama to go on the road there. Texas goes to West Virginia, and a team that you need to familiarize yourself with come March Madness. Actually, a couple teams, College of Charleston and Florida Atlantic. FAU 17-1 on the season. Really, really good basketball team coached by Dusty May. And College of Charleston goes to Northeastern. Both teams rank inside the top 25. They can still – the SEC right now flirting between 5 and 7 teams, a couple of SEC teams on the bubble. These are teams that if they don't win their conference are good enough to steal and take an at-large bid from a Power 5 team. So if you get a chance, maybe tune into a couple of those teams. That'll pay dividends come bracket-busting time. But, yeah, college basketball slate is fire this weekend. Obviously, the NFL. Those are the two main focuses as we head into and get closer to the Super Bowl.
Tyler, always appreciate the time on Thursdays. Always appreciate the work that you do. If people want to follow it, how do they best get in contact with you?
Yeah, easiest way on Twitter, at BetSmartUS. If you have a game that you're thinking about that might not be a really popular one that maybe doesn't get a lot of attention nationally, shoot us a DM or just tag us, and we can send you any and all of the information that you want. It'll be more than you ever want, but we'd rather give you more than not enough. But, yeah, easiest way on Twitter, at BetSmartUS.
Tyler, always appreciate the time. We will talk to you again next week.
We'll see you guys.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.